everybody. You're supposed to say hello back.
Oh, I'm not everybody.
Though. Oh, do you think they said hello back?
Of course they did.
Oh, hi, hello. Guys.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, welcome to What's This Podcast? Hey.
Oh, hello.
What episode are we on?
I don't 11? Know, 11?
11-7?
You tell
me. Well, welcome to What's This. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
And today we're going to talk about some food.
I love food.
All kinds of foods.
What kind of foods?
Good foods, veggie, fruits.
Oh, veggie. You said good foods and then you went right to
good
veggies?
Good foods and veggies.
I don't
veggies.
Know if you know what good food is.
In addition to.
I like chocolate.
New Edition. Isn't that a band?
Yeah, they sing.
I love that song.
They sing a song. I don't know. They're along the same lines as Belle Biv DeVoe.
I don't know them either. I don't think. Is
they
that
sing
like a
poison.
90s thing?
That
poison
girl is poison. And I don't even know if that's the melody.
I just know that. Poison.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm making a 90s playlist right now of like 90 songs.
Well,
on
we're
it.
Doing a podcast, so put that on the back burner and
okay,
let's
I'll
do
it.
Okay,
I'll stop right now. I'll do that later, I guess.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'll see you later.
This is a food episode, which I don't think we really got across very well.
Oh, is that food? Yeah. Well, if you couldn't tell already, we're going to talk about some food today.
Food.
Well, some attractions that involve food as well, I guess. We're going back to Epcot.
That's true, because we're never really going to review
Epcot Center.
Food.
Epcot Center. By the way, we have some shirts for sale. I mean, I haven't shared the link on our page yet, but we made some, well, Matt did, made some Mouse Rants Epcot 35th anniversary shirts.
Oh, yes, with the help of you and one of Jerry's kids.
Yeah, and they came out pretty good. Now, ours are being printed today. We'll get them in about a week.
Oh, did you get an email saying
yeah,
that?
They were printed today, so we'll see how they come out. I'm worried that they might be blurry or something.
I think they're going to look like crap, but that's just my pessimistic side.
It's like Spaceship Earth with a bunch of extinct attractions inside it, like pictures of stuff.
Delightful.
And then on the back, it's like RIP, all these like distinct attractions from Epcot Center.
Yes.
It looks
not,
really
not
cool.
Legitimate people.
No, not people, just a list. Not actual dead people.
That'd be morbid.
Although there might be some dead people on it.
MJ.
It's possibly. Oh, yeah, he's definitely dead. Well, we don't know. Could be a conspiracy.
Is it a conspiracy?
Do you think that's a thing? Should we look that up?
No.
Not now, but.
Not today.
He might be alive.
Maybe tomorrow.
For all we know.
I don't think so. I think he was
he
dead.
He could be alive.
I think he was dead long before they
yeah,
announced that
he
was dead.
I think he died around like 23 years old or so.
Back in 73.
He was mostly like zombieing around the earth at
yeah.
that point.
He didn't have
like,
a nose for a long time.
Yeah, he didn't even die with his nose. It was like missing.
That's
remember
because
that?
He had a fake nose. He would put his nose on every single morning before yeah. he went out in public.
So like he died and he's like, oh, no, my nose. And the black guy like didn't care.
Which black guy?
The doctor. He didn't put his nose back on.
No, he didn't give a shit about
he
his nose. He could
have done that at least to be decent.
They fuck your nose.
The Inquirer put that picture of him with no nose.
I didn't see that
so
picture and I'm glad
creepy.
I didn't because people without noses whew. Gross me out.
It was because I worked on the front end at Hannaford and like they had it all over every magazine. I didn't want to see that. It's like morbid. I loved Michael Jackson and like I want to see him dead.
Pretty sure you were in the deli at that point.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. But
I know for a fact
we
you
still
are.
Worked there.
Yes,
there
we
was
did.
Magazines. Anywho.
So what's on the agenda today?
So I'm going to start off by, we haven't done this yet, and I've always said every episode we're going to. So we're going to read off the reviews that we've gotten from you guys.
This is our way of saying thank you to you.
Thank you a lot. Thanks a latte. There's a food pun for you.
It was a wonderful food pun.
So I'll just start reading these, I guess, because
right,
why
I'll
not?
I'll take a break then.
Okay, you can go take a break. Take five. Take five. That was a good candy bar, except you wouldn't like it because
what was
peanut
the take
bar.
Five?
It was pretzel, peanut butter, caramel, peanuts, and chocolate. It's five.
I've never heard of it.
It was so friggin' good, and they came in like two little pieces. And I used to get it like for a break every single day with like a Mountain Dew or something that was really bad for me too. I used to eat so shitty when we worked at the grocery store because I would just buy snacks at every break. I fucking love snacks. Like, I ate every candy bar possible because I just worked on the front end and that was easy.
I have at least 2 to 3 Red Bulls a day.
I do too. I have at least one Red Bull a day, but...
2 to 3, I said.
And what, you really do have 3 Red Bulls?
I really do. At least
is
two.
That where all my Red Bull's going? Or are you buying your own Red Bull?
No, I get my own.
Oh, good. Because I buy sugar-free.
I like the sugar.
Sugar.
Oh, the Archies.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, What's the Def Leppard? Oh, pour some sugar on me.
Yeah, sure.
That's Def Leppard.
That's, I mean, those are the lyrics. I don't know if that was the melody.
No, no, I can't sing for shit, but
well, neither
you get
can
the
I.
Gist.
Yes, we do.
So back to the thingy. Okay, so first one we have is from Jerry Skids. We already mentioned that he left a review, but I'll just read it out loud for everyone to... Because no one can go look at these reviews. They can't read them anywhere, so I have to say them on the podcast.
He's all of a sudden I developed a list. He's also the only one who's called in.
Yeah, what the hell?
Come on, folks, call in.
857-293-1442.
Okay.
That's 42. So anyways, leave us a message there. All right, so Jerry the Skid says, experiencing extinct attractions through the jaded but not so jaded, that doesn't make any sense, eyes of an adult is a great concept for a show. I'm so glad I'm started listening because I'm pretty sure I'm addicted. Love that there is no pixie dusting here. Jillian and Matt tell it like it is. Not only are they are the hosts extremely personable, but you can tell they are really loving, really having fun, and that's what makes a great podcast. Indeed, I believe we do have some fun here.
I feel like I've
but
tricked you,
but if he's addicted,
Jerry,
he might have to seek help, you know.
Definitely.
Like, What's This Anonymous?
Go to a What's This Rehab.
Yeah, we'll pay for that.
No, no we won't.
It's free. Next one is Tim Elbing. He is a good friend of ours. We're going to see him this weekend in New York City.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
If you it says take a trip back in time with Jillian and Matt. Hey, if you pine for lost attractions and parades or have some you've never seen before and want to know what they're about, give it a listen as Jillian and Matt watch attraction footage and hilariously give their reviews and opinions. We do do that. Indeed.
I didn't know we were funny.
We're not.
I didn't think so.
He's just like feeding our ego.
All right. Thank you, guys.
EO. Ego.
EO, Captain EO. He's feeding
he's
our Captain
feeding,
EO.
He's feeding Michael Jackson because he's in the studio and he's dressed like a fucking space robot.
He needs
and he keeps dancing.
That's how he stays alive.
There's a bunch of puppets everywhere. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I love puppets.
I love Captain EO. We got to do that soon.
It's closed. We do it on this podcast.
We actually exclusively do closed attractions, if you didn't notice.
I thought you meant real life.
We can't actually go on any of these, hence the whole point of our show.
All right.
Yeah, maybe we'll do, like, you know, Space Mountain next time, you know, the current one.
I think Space Mountain would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we just, like, pretend we're on the roller coaster.
I won't even have to turn on the TV for
that
one.
No, we'll just look at the black TV. There'll be nothing there.
Just be noises.
Yeah, we'll just go, woo, 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 woo. I hate that when it goes in the circle. It scares the shit out of me.
I hate when the people scream. It's not that intense, although you do it quite a bit.
I scream a lot. I can't even help it. I just, like, I don't scream that loud normally. Like, if I try to scream, I can't scream that loud as if I do on the roller coaster.
I feel like I know where everything's coming. I'm like, up here
I do
comes
too.
A...
I've been on a zillion times, and I still do it.
I love that one.
Superman, I couldn't even scream. I was just, like, not able to make any noises whatsoever.
What's Superman?
You know, at Six Flags.
Ah, yes.
And now it's, what, Bizarro or whatever.
I think it's back to Superman, yeah, but I do love that one.
All they do is change the paint and add fire and water, depending on which one it is.
If it's water, it's Superman. If it's fire, it's Bizarro.
I like Bizarro better.
Bizarro's cool because it had the music in your ears.
Yeah.
That's not Disney. That's for another podcast.
Fuck that. Oh, we could go on that. We could do Six Flags someday.
someday we'll do.
Someday when we run out of every single attraction.
We'll be What Six?
No. We're not changing the name.
Well, we can't do... What's This?
Oh, so I read Tim's. Okay. Scott B. left a nice little comment. We'll see him on Saturday in New York. He said, sup.
What up?
Yeah, please. And then he said, Issa good podcast. I think he's Jar Jar.
He's not wrong. If Issa. He's Jar Jar, he's wrong and I hate him.
Misa like that. Okay, it's time to remember the magic. Oh, this is from Leah, our good friend Leah. She says, do you miss the good old days gone of by a... Oh, I can't read. La la la. Let's start over. Do you miss the good old days gone by of Walt Disney World? Do you like hearing amusing commentary of YouTube videos? Do you enjoy the occasional F-bomb? Fuck yeah.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
If so, this is the show for you. Oh, hell yeah. Thank you, Leah. I love you guys. Next one is I don't know who the hell this is.
This is a lot of people.
I know. People love us.
You know what the best thing is? So we don't know who this person is.
Yeah. That
makes it even
better.
So
their title was just the smiley face with the big D.
Oh, the big D, they love
the big D.
It's like they know me personally.
Like they're smiling like cheese. They can't see me, but I'm doing like cheese, like cheesing. Cheese.
You just keep saying cheese.
Oh, cheese is like a food.
No shit. It's not like a food. It is a food.
That's so good with the theming here. It's from Smartwater 312. I don't know who's born on March 12th. Ooh, maybe we could figure this out.
Maybe 312.
Do you know anyone
that
was born on March 12th?
No, I don't.
Or March 2012?
But they like Smartwater.
They love Smartwater.
Do you like a Smartwater?
It's not Smartwater 143, though, which would be Smartwater, I love you.
I like a Smartwater because once you're finished, you can see on the inside there's little words on the inside.
And there's usually a goldfish.
Yeah.
Inside.
That's what I meant. I just didn't say it that way.
So Smartwater 312, whoever you are, thank you very much for the 5 stars. They said, great podcast. Jillian and Matt are super funny and their chemistry is the best. I love the premise. It's original and it's much needed. Fresh addition to the world of Disney podcasts. Well, thank you, Smartwater. If you tell us who you were, we'll give you a good shout out.
No, they don't have to tell us
who they are.
But
if you want to be a Naughty Mouse, then you can be Smartwater. Smartwater is a food. There we go.
It's a beverage.
And the last one is from our friend. Oh, what?
No, do it.
The last one's from our friend Andrew. He actually just started listening today and he left this review like 6 hours ago.
We love him.
He said, I like this show. Oh, he said this.
Oh,
I like that.
I get it.
I like that.
I see what you did there.
I like how you did that. And he said, tired of Lumangello?
Yes.
Don't like crying babies?
Nope.
Nope. Have you ever flown on an airplane?
No.
I think I have.
Wait a second. What the fuck do crying babies have to do with anything?
He said, you'll love this podcast. He said this again.
Wait, who has a crying baby?
He just wants you wanting more.
Is there a podcast out there that has a crying baby in the background?
Oh, shit. Is there?
Fuck that podcast.
Hmm.
Not literally.
No, I'm not going to have sex with their podcast.
Exactly.
Should we add a crying baby? No,
because obviously he says, are you tired of...
sick and tired of them.
People are tired of crying babies.
But I'm not tired of flying in an airplane. If I've flown in an airplane, I will like this show?
No. See, well, I don't know. What did he say?
He said, have you ever flown in an airplane? On an airplane.
Well, I have.
On an airplane? I've flown in an airplane.
Let me tell you what.
Tell you what.
If I had the opportunity to not fly on an airplane... And there was just a direct...
3-hour train ride?
No, not a train ride.
Oh.
A monorail ride.
Yeah, I would do a monorail. I guess it's the same idea as a train.
I just need the urine smell.
Oh, yeah. The whole time.
I have to have the urine smell.
The plane doesn't smell like urine, though.
Every 4 minutes, I want it to do the... por favor, manzanga, blah, 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 blah.
But you didn't.
Well, I don't know how to say it.
Oh, because you're not Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, I don't either. So that's it for our reviews. Thanks, guys, and keep them coming. If you're listening to this right now and you haven't left a review, you ain't doing your job.
Listening is half the battle. So you're doing half your job.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
We really appreciate if you leave a review and then we can read it out on the air.
On the podcast.
Like,
is it the
weeks
air?
Weeks later. Actually, these are all recent, so I didn't lose too much time there.
They're relative.
So, don't yell at me. Don't yell at me.
Do these people yell at you?
No, they love me. They're my best friend.
They hate me. I think if they were going to pick someone to hate, I think they would hate me. I'm kind of the pessimist on this one.
Yeah, yeah, by far.
Which is strange.
Yeah, yeah. This show doesn't go on without me.
Yeah, that's
the truth.
It's true, but it's also false, because without me, it also doesn't go on either.
Well, yeah, because I don't do any editing and I don't touch computers.
So you, yeah.
Except for travel agency stuff, which I'm great at.
Yeah, yeah, tell them about that.
Yeah, let me tell you a story. Monday, April 24th, 2017, free dining is released by Disney. You can go to Disney and eat all the food within a reasonable amount that Disney will allow you to for somewhat free. And you know what? I saved one client almost $1,000 on dining. And today, our good friend Meg Veg, I got her another dining package, saved her over $600. So, I'm pretty good at what I do.
You are very good.
I'm not
going to
toot my own horn, but I just did. So
you certainly did.
I'm pretty proud of that. I'm still working on a few others. Some people need, they're not qualified for free dining. It's not happening in October.
It's specific dates, folks.
It's like almost never.
I can't do it for every date.
some of August, some of September, and some of November and December, but not many rooms are available. But if anybody wants to book it and see what's available or see if the room rate's available, let me know. We can even do a call so I can literally book it right then so that we don't lose the room or anything. I don't want that to happen. It's just, it's a lot of work, but I will do it for you. That's what I'm here for. Just email Jillian at aywvacations.com, or you can go to whatsdispodcast.com and there's a quote form there you can fill out.
Up in the top left corner, it says get your free quote here.
Yeah, get your free quote.
That way you don't have to communicate with anyone, but eventually you probably will.
Eventually you're going to have to give me your information and I will have to talk to you.
Correct. Anything else? Go to whatsdispodcast.com.
We're putting up another shirt soon.
Someday I'll remember to do it. It's already made, folks. I just haven't put it up yet. I think we mentioned it last week and I still haven't done it.
It's very Star Wars-y. Oh, yeah. I think we did talk about it.
It's not very Star Wars-y. It is Star Wars.
It is Star Wars. It is the definition of Star Wars.
Star Tours.
We've been watching Clone Wars.
We've started watching Clone Wars. And I was going to say Clone Tours. But
Clone Tours. Oh, they should make that a ride, too.
That would be a boring ride.
Just fucking cartoons the whole time.
It's just fucking C-3PO.
Why? He's not even in most of the episodes.
I hate C-3PO. He's my least favorite character.
Oh, you know what? I was going to say like C-3PO might be like my favorite. Not my favorite character because it's probably Leia is, but...
Leia?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's Leia or Padme, but Padme has some really bad lines.
They both don't add anything. They should be
Leia
strong. No. They should be strong females and neither one of them really is.
She was in the 7th one.
And the 7th one, she was barely in it. And now she's dead. That was too far. I'm sorry.
She's dead in real life. That's why.
But they're going to kill her off in the movie.
They have to do something. Maybe she just goes away on vacation.
No, she gets hurt. She gets injured. Spoilers.
Don't tell anyone. How would you even know? You haven't seen it.
I keep up to date.
I don't know. Who would be your favorite then?
Who's my favorite?
Yeah.
I like the Emperor.
Again.
But I'm looking for a strong male role model in my life. I'm not. As a male, I'm looking for a strong...
As a male, I'm not looking for that.
Well, you're not a male.
Well, there's not many... There was only 2 female characters in the first fucking 6 movies, except for like that one woman who doesn't say much.
There's...
I don't even know her name.
Mon Mothma.
Who's that?
She's the one who says, "Many Bothans died to bring you this information."
Ugh. Is that her only line?
She might say something
else. Is the girl C-3PO? Oh, no, that's in Spaceballs.
That's Spaceballs.
I like her. She's my favorite Star Wars
character.
She's
your favorite. All right, that makes a lot of sense.
There's no girl Ewoks either, I don't think.
I'm sure there is because of reproduction.
Well, they could be asexual.
No. They keep them in a cave
somewhere. I didn't
see
any ones with boobs or anything.
They keep them in a cave, and when it's time to get down, they go to the cave.
Well, wasn't the Yub Nub song a mating ritual?
No.
Oh.
That was a war celebration, a victory song.
Do they have a mating song? We need to watch the Ewok movies in order to figure this out.
I'm not watching anything to do with the Ewoks.
I am watching
the Ewoks.
Those
drive me insane.
I like the Ewoks.
The Ewoks suck.
So, Emperor Palpatine's your favorite?
He's one of them, yeah.
I mean, Han Solo is probably my second favorite.
Han?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's sarcastic and an asshole, and that's who I am.
I would take a Greedo
over
a Han.
He doesn't do anything.
He didn't shoot first, I'll tell you that
much. I like Baby Greedo, though.
That's in episode one.
Yeah. He's like Baby Greedo.
No one likes that.
We watched the Clone Wars where they go to the Greedo planet, too.
We did.
The Greedo planet. I don't even know what planet it is.
They're Rodians.
Rodian.
That's the species. It's
like
Rodian.
Rhode Islanders.
Nope, not quite.
They're from Rhode
Rodian.
Island. Rodian. Rodeo.
Yes. Rodeo. Drive. That's
Rodeo.
Where they live.
Rodeo. So is that where you go get clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense, because he has good style.
The Rodeans make the clothes on Rodeo Drive.
Okay. It's all adding up now. Okay, so we can move on then.
I guess so. I think
we resolved that.
We still haven't found your strong female presence in Star Wars.
There isn't one.
There really isn't, because if you think about it,
bitch that dances for Jabba.
She's all right.
She's strong. I mean, she's a fucking stripper.
She gets eaten by the... Well, you can be a stripper and be strong.
Oh, the stripper alien that sings before at Jabba's... place.
No, she sucks.
I hate her so much.
She's not in the original.
I hate that part. I know. It's like creepy.
That whole scene was added for the Return of the Jedi special edition.
I hate that so much.
I would hate it too. It sucks very much.
I hate pretty much anything, like all the CGI that was added, like that monster, sand monster, after they say, you know, move along, and there's like a sand monster outside. And
you're
it's
talking
like,
A New Hope?
I think so.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't look like it fits in at all. It's just like
most people
computer
haven't seen
generated.
That.
What?
Most people haven't seen that version.
Why?
Because it's a shit version and people know not to watch
it. Is it because we got the Blu-rays?
It's because I specifically played the newest version.
Oh, so we have both?
Yeah.
Oh, I probably should have played the old one.
I know, but I wanted the folks
the
to see how
bad
it could be.
There was a bunch of, like, I don't know. It was either...
Tauntauns?
Yeah, it was either Wampas? Tauntauns or I don't think they added, like, AT-ATs or anything, but...
It's either Tauntauns or Wampas. Those are the only
There
animals.
Was just, like, a random
I think it was
slew
Tauntauns.
Of them just walking, like...
Yeah, probably Tauntauns.
Oh, no, robot camels. Remember that from Family Guy?
That's AT-ATs.
Yeah, but remember that.
So if you say AT-ATs, just a heads up, you're wrong. That's
no,
stupid.
I think it's right, actually.
No. I'm telling you, you're wrong. If you're George Lucas and you tell me it's an AT-AT, you're wrong. It's an AT-AT.
I don't think he had me.
Because why would you say AT-AT? That's fucking stupid.
But they do. They say it like in some sort of videos. I saw like a video explaining it.
Who?
I forget.
Then they should call C-3PO C-3PO if they're going to do it that way.
Like when people spell R2 like A-R-T-O-O.
That's wrong.
Why is that?
It's
why
R,
would it be spelled like that? Because then there's R3. What are you going to spell that? A-R-T-H-R-E.
It's the letter R, the number 2,
yeah.
Hyphen
D-2.
D,
yeah.
2.
I agree. But I'm not Star Wars, so I don't know.
We are Star Wars.
We are?
You are Star Wars. I am Star Wars. I are Star Wars. We are Star Wars.
R2 Star Wars.
Everyone are Star Wars.
Is there anything else we should talk about before we move on?
We did the reviews.
We did free dining.
Free dining. Plugs. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
No, we didn't do any of that, but we'll just say we did.
I just did it by saying it, right?
Yeah. Just
follow
us on
there. What's this podcast?
And we have the meetup in September 29th, 30th, and October 1st.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to come meet us, just let me know. Let someone know.
And for some reason, we went off on a Star Wars rant.
I just happened upon a bunch of rants and just went with it. I had nothing to do with food, though, so I'm very disappointed in that.
No foods, Cheetos.
Cheetos, beer, cookies.
Sounds like a hell of a night.
Flying saucers, those are the best.
Flying what?
The damn ice cream sandwiches that I
bought.
I still
don't know what the hell you're talking
flying
about.
Flying saucers. They're Carvel makes flying saucers and they're delicious. They have ice cream. I mean, they're just fucking ice cream sandwiches.
It
but
looks
they
like vanilla
so
ice
good.
Cream with look, like a chocolate wafer.
It is.
Not that.
It
not,
tastes good though.
Not that fantastic.
Oh, well, we gotta try one to get going though.
You've already tried one.
I've had two already.
I saw that the box was open.
Oh yeah, I ate one.
You ate two.
I ate another one after I ate the first one.
Directly? I mean,
No. You do that. You eat them for like breakfast.
I eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, that's
but
not.
Mine aren't just a vanilla and a chocolate wafer. Mine is a vanilla ice cream with a chocolate chip cookies and chocolate chips around the ice cream.
Yeah, Trader Joe's makes good ones. They make good everything.
Yeah, but I think it got me sick.
Well, that's true. We won't talk about that. Yay for Trader Joe's.
Yay for Trader Joe's.
Yay indeed. All right, so we're going
to... So what are we doing today?
We're going to the land pavilion.
Going to the land...
Just make believe.
Oh, no, 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 the land we all love.
The land and future world. Woo!
Yeah, we'll rise above.
Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.
I don't know the words.
I'm just trying to
I barely
time.
Know the melody.
So first we're going to watch Kitchen Cabaret. I have never seen either of these shows. I've heard some songs on Sorcerer Radio, but that's all I really have.
And now a cabaret is sexy?
Yeah, like the Disney Cabaret.
Well, no, no, no.
No.
We're not going to mention them.
No.
Now, is this a sexy show?
Probably, you know, when the food gets sexy and stuff.
Like the food, the carrots show off its legs.
Yeah, and they like show their little like pepperoni boobs.
Well, see, here's the thing. Disney can get sexy. It got sexy with the
I know, so I'm
princess.
Waiting to see if this will... Because this is even older, so I'm sure it'll get risque. So, wait, hold. So, Epcot Kitchen Cabaret opened October 1st, 1982, which was opening day of Epcot.
Opening day of America.
No, not of America. Why do you always say that? You said that last time, too. It's not... America opened like 500 million years ago.
It's because I love America.
And it closed January 3rd, 1994. So I was like, what, 6, 7?
No one cares how old you are.
I don't
were.
Think I ever got to see this. I think I've only gone...
We're about to see it now.
I only went like once before it closed.
Does that say
twice.
Craft? Kraft General
Foods?
Yes,
so it was sponsored by Kraft Foods from October to September 1993. And then, you know, shortly after the Kraft Foods came out of it, they closed it down. So
naturally.
Hosted by Bon Appetit. I think that's all we need to know, really. I mean, it's an animatronic show with food, singing. So I guess we'll just hop right into that.
All right. I'm going to press play.
We're going to start at 1:36. If anyone's watching along, this is on our website, whatsthispodcast.com.
You're making a lot of promises.
I have never listened. I mean, I record it, so I don't have to, but I don't watch the show and listen at the same time.
What are you talking about?
Like watching the video and listening to our podcast.
I don't even do that.
Here's your hostess,
I'm sure someone will someday.
Bon Appetit.
Oh, Bonnie, hey, Bonnie Appetiti.
Oh, dear. It's
sexy
time
already.
For another meal.
Holy shit.
She doesn't have legs.
Days when I feel downcast.
I'm sorry. Does she look like she's broken?
Why is that?
Oh, no. Her arm's up there. Okay.
Why is that book open? Oh, nice legs.
Damn.
She looks like Mrs. Claus from Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah, she has the bun on the head.
We all can beat that rat.
I don't think this needs to be as sexy as it is.
I know. Why is her dress up?
She could be a little bit more buxomy.
Fat?
Is that a word? Bosomy?
Oh, bosomy.
Magic in our kitchen. Yeah. And chase away the
I just don't care about this song.
Meal
I'm not
time
invested
blues.
In it.
No, it's kind of boring.
Is that a cookbook? Right. A recipe?
The show is
it must
prepared.
Be. I thought she was going to be a food.
I was hoping she was going to be like a carrot or something.
Yeah. She's just a lady.
Just a human being robot.
She's not hitting that note very well.
Okay. Pots, let's get
crack
cooking.
Pots.
These aren't even foods either. They're pots.
Well, you need pots to cook food.
Yeah, but the pots don't have to be alive.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
To my
she's
oh, singing
Bonnie
again. Got up. Oh, damn. Her skirt is so short. Oh, God. Her face is so short.
She's different.
What?
Bonnie
different
was
woman?
A redhead.
No, she was blonde.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, you were just wanting her to be red.
Oh.
You like the ginger. She has the shortest... I don't even know if she's wearing pants, to be
it's
honest.
Not even
it might
a,
just be an apron over it.
It doesn't mean... It looks like a...
It's an apron covering her cooch, and that's it.
It's like the... looks like the thing you put on a doily.
Doily, yeah. And she has, like... what's those tights with the holes in them?
Fishnets.
Yeah, fishnets. And, like, high heels.
Oh, mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise.
That's a euphemism.
That was a life number. You're such seasoned performers. What?
They're seasoned performers, get it? Because they're seasoned.
Let's get things started with a real chilling act. Say hello to my friends, Mr. Dairy Goods and his stars of the Milky Way.
Oh, that's nice.
Ice cream?
Dairy Good.
They better be fucking ice cream.
Oh, these animatronics aren't bad.
It's a fucking canteen of milk. It's pretty bad.
No, it's good for like 82.
Carton. I didn't mean canteen.
Canteen. With grace. Are those women gonna come out?
Here is Miss Cheese.
Miss right. Cheese.
They're okay. Miss Cheesius.
Oh, here she comes. Oh, she's not gonna come out. I know
how. She's got a lot of holes.
It's she does. I'm too good for work. Oh, isn't that right? Oh, yeah. She's like Mae West. Nice to
flirt with her eyes Miss are slightly yogurt. Off, so one blinks a little bit faster than the other.
Oops.
Just like Mae West.
Your palate is assured.
Oh, that's something else singing.
Is that ice cream? Oh, she's cute.
She looks
is
like,
she ice cream?
Looks like the Carvel watermelon. But...
Oh, no, the Friendly's watermelon roll?
Friendly's watermelon,
oh,
yeah.
Shit, that shit's so good. Like watermelon sherbet, chocolate chips, and like lime around the... Oh, it's so fucking good. Ooh, what's that? Is she whipped cream? And I've got a
double scoop for you. Just a double scoop.
Is she ice cream?
That means two tits.
What's the other one then?
I just told you.
They're both ice cream?
One of them is a sherbet. Cheese is not a beauty, I'm sorry.
Where are you going? Why are you leaving already? Your fucking song's not even over.
Bye, ladies.
Can we have a jazzy song now? Like a very... Oh, the refrigerator. That's cute. The refrigerator closed on them.
Make sure you shut the fridge door.
Shut it tight.
And now...
Oh, Bonnie.
Put some pants on, bitch.
Direct from the silos of the Midwest...
This is a little upbeat. The cereal sister.
I liked it better when she was sitting down. That's not cereal.
She's oats, corn, cornmeal maybe.
No, corn pops.
Corn pops.
Corn flakes.
Corn oats.
What's the thing in the middle? That was quick.
Macaroni.
What is that?
That's bread. The bread's playing the trumpet.
Little known fact about me, I can play the trumpet.
With a hay bagel and a hot cross bun.
Wait, you know the words?
I know this song.
What's the thing in the middle?
I still don't know. If it says it on her belly, but like rice? Is she rice?
Okay, that would make
bag
sense.
Bag of rice. Oh, the toast showed up. Oh, he has shades on now.
Rice Krispies, cornflakes, and oatmeal.
Cereal. I like that song. I used to have a dance to the Bugle Boy song.
Is that what that was,
Boogie,
a remake
Bugle,
of?
Bugle Boy. Yeah.
Fucking eyes are huge.
I know. She looks like an anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
Sorry, fellas. Well, here they are. A real hot act to have come to us from a successful tour of the breakfast circuit.
Oh,
those breakfast buddies, Ham and Eggs.
Oh, Ham and Eggs.
Home on the range in the pan with the butter.
Not that song, the one we rehearsed.
No.
He's like
as members
a can
of
ham.
Group, we would like
no,
to
he's
sing
not.
This song
oh, no, he's not.
And cook you up some ditties as we're singing right along.
He's a legit egg.
He looks like a Dapper Day guy.
Now we'll really beef up this act.
Speaking of me,
Ham has like a collar like a supervillain would have.
Yeah, and he has really big eyebrows.
I'm
only going to tell us a story. Damn, that's a big hen.
That's a cock.
That's a big cock.
He gets his poultry from the store.
That was a good story.
By the way, Mr. Egg.
Yeah?
Why was Chicken Little so upset?
He's Mr.
Other
Egg.
Well,
he's one egg, not plural.
In a hot tub, and his brother was born hard boiled.
I've heard that before.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Look, say that reminds me. What about the fish story?
The fish story.
A school of fish grew tired of a bragging big mouth bass.
Why get straight A's? He used to say, and so he would cut class.
No.
Oh, he should have stayed in school.
A wine made him a fool. Now there's a test he did not pass.
I don't get it.
Mr. Ace, whatever happened to that tuna you
used to work with?
He got caught. Oh, sad story. She got caught being fresh.
And they canned her.
I was canned.
Mr. Eggs, you're the first egg I've ever seen lay an egg.
Oh, yeah.
Let's finish up
before he laid an egg.
Get us in real
trouble. Yeah, because it wasn't
yes,
funny.
Sir. Oh.
I don't get any of this.
Very keen.
We're chock full of high protein.
The meat group can help you keep strong.
You're not chock full of high protein.
Did I ever tell
you're
you
just
about
chock full of
they
protein.
They are 100% protein.
One more crack out of you
can you eat eggshells?
Yeah, but they're calcium.
And the yolks on
they
you.
Can eat them.
Grind them up.
We're through. There's plenty of good protein acts for me to work with.
Why is he so angry?
Like who?
Oh, yeah.
Cheese is
like semen.
I love cheese.
Semen's a great source of protein.
Is it? I
think it is.
Oh, nuts to you, Hammy.
That's right. Nuts to me.
Nuts is also, yeah.
I love roasted nuts.
Like, talking about nuts, yeah.
Boston roasted nuts are the fucking best. The ones on Disney are alright, but they're not close to Boston roasted nuts.
Bostonia.
Yeah. Veggie, fruit.
Do you fucking know all these songs?
Veggie, fruit. I guess I just listened to them on Sorcerer. I put this in our status on our Facebook page. If anyone noticed my emojis, I put a veggie, fruit, and then a veggie, fruit.
You did that today?
Yeah.
As
no
a
one,
hint?
No one will know it, but now I told everyone, so they'll be like, oh, she's so smart.
Retrospectively.
Yeah. I wanted to get recognized.
Did you use an eggplant?
No, because I wasn't sure if that was a vegetable.
They would think that was a penis.
Oh, yeah, is that why people put eggplants everywhere? Because it's a penis?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Penis, fruit.
Penis, fruit. Oh, fiesta. Ooh la la. Why are the vegetables Mexican?
Is that broccoli?
Yeah. The tomato has a mustachio. I think the eggplant does too. Fruit. Veggie, fruit, fruit. Veggie, veggie, fruit, fruit.
They took this out of Disney, huh?
Yeah.
It's too bad. It's kind of fun.
I know. I like it. I could chill in here. This is where Soarin' is.
Sometimes you want to see something a little different.
I love... There used to be a Veggie Tales show at Storyland that you did like this.
Not quite.
Remember Veggie Tales, the show?
No. It, very, it had very Catholic overtones, right?
Did it?
Yeah, it was very religious.
Didn't Schoolhouse Rock have like an agenda too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Schoolhouse Rock kind of had an anti government agenda.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm okay with.
I would watch that. You How'd you get up there, Bonnie?
Yeah,
she
you
drinking?
Of course she's drunk.
She's a bottle of rum. Think of a variety in balanced amounts. Do you think if I dressed up like her, if anyone would even know who the fuck I was?
I would.
I would probably just be wearing an apron with no pants,
I
guess.
I think
right?
You were the Chiquita Banana Lady.
Yeah, that's what she looks like. Oh, is Milk coming back?
They're all coming back. It's the finale.
I appreciate the fog coming out of the refrigerator.
My refrigerator's never been that cold.
Yeah, but I like that effect. That will always be in fashion. Ooh. Veggie, veggie, fruit, fruit. Hey, good people, have you heard? Oh, the cereal sisters. Breads and cereals are the word. Breads and cereals. Tell your friends we
have arrived. Only eat a little bit of those.
This is a big theater. Like, this is all happening in different areas. I thought they'd be like, you know, Country Bears all happens in like a concentrated.
Country Bear. Say goodbye to
his bad jokes. They're steaming. Because we're going up in smoke. Why are they getting smoked?
Because they're being burned.
Oh, dear. Olé. Veggie fruit fruit.
Veggie fruit fruit.
Oh, they have a peel. Get it. A peel.
Yes.
Bonnie looks like she's had better days. She looks like an alcoholic going through withdrawals.
You'd have to be an alcoholic like, to host this show every night.
Her eyes are just so dark and, like, baggy. It's weird that her legs don't move. She's like, her whole upper body's moving, but her legs are, like, stuck.
It's almost like they nailed her to the stage.
So, like, why didn't they just put, like, a whole dress on her so it didn't look weird? But, no, she had to wear no pants. Yay, crap.
I'm a fan of any woman not wearing any pants.
Take it off. Chase away the mealtime blues. Thank you, Kitchen Cabaret. Welcome at the Kitchen Cabaret. Oh, yeah. Yay, I like that. Veggie fruit, fruit, veggie, veggie fruit. I like that one.
Yeah, that was all right.
Oh, hold on. Let me just read about... We're going on to Food Rocks here.
Food Rocks here. Yeah.
Food Rocks opened March 26, 1994, and closed January 3rd, 2004. Replaced by Soarin.
So they were both replaced by Soarin?
Well,
they were both
no,
in the
this
same
is the
place?
Same, right.
So this replaced Kitchen Cabaret? Right.
This is sponsored by Nestle.
Ooh, Nestle Crunch.
And it's hosted by Food Rapper, but it's F-U-D... W-R-A-P-P-E-R. He must be a rapper.
I don't like that. I'm not a big
food,
fan of the urban culture.
Food rapper. Food.
Did you say 2004?
Yeah, close 2004.
When did it open?
94. 10 years.
I guess there was rap in 1994.
10 long years of Food Rocks.
You had a little Warren G, Nate Dogg.
I don't think any of that's in here. I think
Biggie
it's mostly
Smalls,
Beach Boys
Tupac.
And...
Then you can't have a rapper.
Oh, we'll see what he does. We're right. Starting at minute 30 here for Food Rocks.
That's it? We spoke so much about the other one, and that's all we got for this one?
What?
There's a rapper?
I didn't speak that much for Kitchen Cabaret.
I felt like we did.
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's Food Rocks.
Oh, it's already more exciting. There's lights everywhere.
Lots of lights.
It's like a concert.
Smoke show.
Oh shit, it's a big sink, huh? Oh, big. Oh shit, it's a big table. Oh, it's a big kitchen. That's so cool. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Queen. Wayne's World must have just came out.
I just want to sing the real song. Oh god, the grater looks like the air conditioner from Brave Little Toaster.
That thing is terrifying.
Oh my god. Oh, the thing behind it's even scarier. It's like a dinosaur.
The other two things look like aliens. Looks like Roger from American
Dad. Oh god, if my
stove
ever comes alive, I'm gonna like kill myself. That's so scary. Hey, food wrapper, woo!
That looks like Master Shake.
Yeah, yes. It does. He has sunglasses.
That's legit Master Shake.
He's so weird looking. He's creepy. He's all shaky. Ooh. Now I want to listen to all this real music. Okay, they look drunk though. Look at the strawberry. His head's not even on.
The fucking...
Oh, he's so high.
That's a peach.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the strawberry.
There's an apple, a strawberry, a pear, and I don't know what the thing on the end is.
A plum? I mean, that's definitely a peach because a strawberry doesn't work.
Good nutrition. Aww.
It's probably an orange.
Oh, I think it's an orange, a pear.
A peach.
I guess.
And an apple.
Oh, the peach boys. So it has to be a peach. They're the peach boys.
Because they're all things you eat in your hand. That didn't make any sense.
Nutrition. Oh, I like that. This show's going too fast.
Master Shake.
I don't know what he said.
He said...
He introduced them, but I don't know what he said. Oh, God. The veggies are scary. I can look up the band names.
Is that Tone Loc?
It's the Police.
No. The fucking...
Oh, I don't
know. Food rapper is Tone Loc.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Tone Loc. Who's Tone Loc?
Do the wild thing.
Oh.
Hey, that's Milk from the other one.
Oh, Milk came back. he's singing the Police.
Good for him. He's moving on up.
Five of these acts use the voices of the parodied musicians themselves. Tone Loc, Neil Sedaka, Little Richard, the Pointer Sisters, and Chubby Checker. Music
Tone
Loc.
Okay,
so
Medina.
The utensils were Queen. The Peach Boys. This is the Refrigerator Police. You like that?
Not really.
Every bite you take, this is. You like that?
Every bite you take.
What is that thing?
Oh, God.
Is he yogurt?
He's, like, not hitting the drum.
What's that?
What's that? I don't know what that is.
Is he playing a celery stalk as a guitar?
The Refrigerator Police.
I don't get it. It's the joke. Don't forget about breads and cereals and grains. You don't know who Tone Loc is?
PETA
Gabriel?
PETA. High fiber.
This show needs to stick around.
This is great. Oh my god, he's so scary.
He's a rock star.
He's so angry.
He doesn't look like he's made out of pita bread.
He's a pita like filled with like vegetables, like bean sprouts.
He looks like a potted plant.
And he's like doing a shaky thingy. Oh, he has a sledgehammer.
He's got bean sprouts.
Because you know the song was called Sledgehammer.
I don't know this song.
It's Peter Gabriel.
I know who it is.
High fiber. I love this song. High fiber. This is so funny.
I thought the song was called Livewire.
It's called Sledgehammer. High fiber. I like that. Yeah. Oh, food rapper's got a solo.
This show's fucking amazing. You think they want to hear that old stuff? Who are those? Are they rotten food?
I actually don't. They must be part of the Refrigerator Police.
What is this one? Wild Thing?
This is Always Read the Rapper. It's Funky Cole Medina.
Oh.
It's by Tone Loc, aka Food Rapper. Oh, yeah. What? Why would you put your grapes in the microwave?
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't.
Fucking gonna have a seizure.
was a fascinating read. Information before you pull the cowboy to the back of lunch. You gotta play it smart. You gotta read the rapper. Read the rapper. He's like this going because he can only move.
He can only move a little bit. Yeah.
I feel like Tone Loc didn't want to do this.
Oh, he definitely did. That's the most enthusiastic he's ever been.
Uh-huh. This is Just Keep It Lean, the soul of rock and roll. Oh, it's supposed to be Cher. It's in his kiss.
That's not Cher.
Yeah. The Shoop,
Cher doesn't sing that song.
The Shoop Shoop song. Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
It says Cher, so. That looks like Cher, too.
That looks like Cher, but she doesn't sing that song.
What is she? A fish? Oh, they're fishes. Oh, God, this is bad. That looks like Cher. Is she a mermaid? Is she a fish? Oh, keep it lean like fish. Keep it lean. Oh, shit, that sounds like Cher.
Yeah.
You think it was?
It would have said so on your
phone. Yeah. Ooh, Little Richard's next.
That's,
you know what
really
the song Tutti Frutti's called?
I do.
Tutti Frutti. Frutti. His name's just Richard in this.
It's Richard. Like
Richard. But he's a pineapple.
Yeah.
And he's kicking his piano while
he's
playing.
He's fucking high as shit.
He has a mustache. I like when the radio sings this in Brave Little Toaster. A lot of Brave Little Toaster references.
I'm not a Brave Little Toaster
fan.
Oh,
fucking love that
Very
movie.
Depressing movie.
Oh, I love it. Vegetables are good for you.
Oh, eggplant. Get your penises out.
Neil Moussaka. Moussaka is like,
it's like a
eggplant,
Greek
right?
Food.
Oh, I thought it was like eggplant. You can't see him. It's just his eyes. Oh, there's a beet or radish or something on his
I think
piano.
It's a radish.
Vegetables are good for you. Oh, breaking up is hard to do.
Moussaka.
Moussaka.
That one sucked.
Neil Moussaka, ladies and gentlemen.
Chubby Cheddar. Oh, instead of the twist, it's Let's Exercise. Oh, yeah, I love the twist, but I don't like exercise.
Do the twist.
Exercise.
I'd rather do the twist than exercise.
Oh, it doesn't go very well. I'd rather it be the twist.
Yeah. The twist is still exercise.
Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, the villainous rock band is back. We never worry
about being healthy. What are they, rotten vegetables?
Maybe this is the excess.
It looks like onions or garlic or something.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
Oh, they're gonna sing Give Us Drunk. They're called The Excess. This is not a parody.
It's not?
No. That sounded like a Robbie Roadsteamer. There's nothing like staying at home. It doesn't even rhyme.
These folks don't know who Robbie Roadsteamer is, but do
you should
do
look him up.
Look him up.
We love junk. That's me. That's my band right there.
Everything they've said so far is how I live my life.
This makes sense. They're kind of punk rocky here.
I don't like that.
I like it.
No, they're vilifying punk rock, and that's not the way it is.
Oh, yeah, they shouldn't be the bad guys. He's missing teeth. He has a mohawk.
Punk,
one has a ponytail.
Punk rockers were the ones fighting for all of you.
Right. What the fuck, man? They put, like, ska shit around him and stuff. No power. Oh, yeah, plug that.
F you, Tomo.
They were making good music.
They were fucking partying.
The Get the Point Sisters? Why are they the Get the Point Sisters?
Bye, I got it.
Just a little bit. That's the song. Isn't that what... Oh, RSPs. Just a little bit. What are they? Are they cookies? Oh, they're dessert, and they
just a little bit.
Just a little bit of dessert, not too much. A.K.A. the kitchen sink at Beaches and Cream.
Fucking A-right.
Just eat that. Disney just threw that shit out the window when this stuff went away.
They were like, well, if we're going to do the kitchen and sink, we can't have fucking moderation being
preached. Yeah, we need these people to eat. We can't tell them to eat apples when we don't even offer apples. Just a little bit. Last one is Choose Before You Chew, which is Bohemian Rhapsody. Excess. Excess, no. Excess, yes. Excess, yes. Yes!
I'm sorry. This is a good part of Bohemian Rhapsody.
They did two Queen songs. This is great.
No.
No?
You need the build-up. If you don't put the part before this, it's not as good.
Care. It's still good.
No.
Well, they did Bohemian Rhapsody in the beginning. They just didn't do much of it.
You gotta build up
to the scary grater's back. And the oven that come to life.
Fucking Roger from American Dad. PETA!
I don't know what they're saying. I want them to say the real words. Where's Queen? Oh, no. Guy's so scary. I don't even know what he is. Oh, he's PETA Gabriel.
Yeah, PETA Brett Gabriel.
Eat right. Oh, that guy is so high in the Peach Boys.
Nothing really matters.
Eating right is easy. We're waiting in the kitchen.
Fuck you, cheese grater. You're terrifying. Stop singing.
He's waiting in the kitchen for you.
Yeah, he is. He's waiting to kill you.
With Freddie Mercury. Oh, I like this song. Oh, wait. Is this the end of Queen? This is the end of Bohemian Rhapsody, isn't it?
No.
What song is it? Ah, fuck.
This is at the end of an Eric Clapton song.
Yes.
Layla.
Layla. Oh. Yep. You don't want to hear me singing that.
Nope.
Oh, there's Soren Ringveld. That's sad. At the end of the video. And here's the construction walls for Food Rocks burnt to a crisp. Oh, that was so good.
That was good.
Food Rocks was better than Kitchen Cabaret.
Fuck Kitchen Cabaret.
Kitchen Cabaret should have had more parodies. And then
it had potential. It could have been sexier.
I don't think it could have been.
It should have been sexier.
The food should have been sexier, not so much Bonnie Appetit. She could have kept it in her pants.
She could have moved her legs around a little bit more.
She could have just up and down, bend that knee.
Up and down, up and down. Just repetitive up and down motions,
please. She loves up and down, up and down, up, down, up, down. Which one did you like better?
Oh, Food Rocks.
Food rocked the house.
Fucking A, right.
That was fucking good.
I don't like, as someone who considers himself somewhat of a punk rocker, I don't like the way they portrayed
they shouldn't have been the bad
my
guys.
Culture.
They should have at least come back at the end and said, maybe we can coexist. Maybe you can have a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
If they were spoiled food, I mean, there are some.
Right, because they weren't.
There's controlled spoilage. You can ferment something and it can still be edible.
Right, and they weren't even junk food. They were like onions.
It was a garlic onions. Yeah,
like how is that bad for you? It doesn't smell good.
It's bad for your personal life.
Bad for your breath, but
yeah.
It tastes good. I could have all the garlic in the world.
If you're trying to get it in afterwards, I mean, maybe not have those.
I love garlic. I could eat roasted garlic like every day.
I could too.
It's so fucking good. Portobello in downtown. Well,
all right.
Downtown
no, this
Disney.
Is good. This is good.
Disney Springs. It's actually going. I don't know if it's under refurb right now, but I know they are refurbing it. It is like a hidden gem. Like, I am very particular about Italian food. Because hence being Italian.
We were in a bad mood.
We were in a terrible mood. We were looking anywhere on that damn app for a reservation.
So
we were already in Downtown Disney, I think.
Yeah, we were.
And we were hungry as shit, and there's nothing there. There wasn't there at the time.
We were like, fuck, let's just go here, because it's here.
Right. So we looked on there. There was like a five-minute reservation, like within 5 minutes of what time it was. Booked it. Walked in. We got a reservation. They're like, oh, do you want to just sit at the bar? We sat at the bar.
Hell yeah.
We ate in like 5 minutes. They gave us a roasted garlic.
So when I'm in a bad mood and I'm hungry, it's very hard to turn that around.
If anyone's traveling with us, my apologies ahead of time.
They fucking made it. They made it happen.
Or just bring granola bars for us, please,
something. No. That was fucking granola. No, fuck you, granola bars.
Candy bars.
Bars.
Please, someone bring something. Cheetos?
I don't want Cheetos now that I've had them.
Doritos. Fritos.
Beef jerky.
Is there anything else that rhymes? That's it.
Beetles?
No, beet toes.
Meatos?
Libidos.
Meatos?
Meatos. Spaghettios.
Spaghettios. So the fucking... This is the first time I've ever had roasted garlic. I didn't know what it was. Yeah. They handed us a head of garlic and I go,
I don't even think we ordered it. It just came, right?
What the fuck am I supposed to do with this? And you go, oh, you spread it on your bread. And I said, what?
Yeah.
And it was fucking amazing.
You pull like the clove of garlic out and it just smears on the bread.
Like butter.
Yeah.
Better than butter.
And it's like olive oily and like spicy and smooth.
It was delightful.
I think they just give it to you, right? They give you bread and garlic?
Yeah, bread and garlic.
And then we ordered...
We got a pizza, flatbread.
Like a flatbread pepperoni pizza, but we got calamari, which we had also never had, right? Or we had it at Christmas dinner.
I mean, I've had calamari before.
We didn't have it like at a restaurant, I don't think.
I had.
Oh, I didn't. It was really good.
It was very good. They did a good job on that. It was a very underrated place. It is a hidden gem.
Yeah, like not a gem. I'm not going to say it's like the best, like it's not California Grill, but like...
A hidden gem is a place you go to when it exceeds your expectations.
It did. And like, I'm very particular, like I said, about Italian. It wasn't the sweet sauce. It wasn't like...
I don't like
Italian,
folks.
Microwaved anything. It was all fresh.
But I like this food.
And then they gave us, we ordered a chocolate cake at the end. And the bartender's like, I hope you don't mind me offering, but... You want to throw this raspberry liquid on it. I'm like, I don't usually like liquid, like raspberry stuff, but go ahead. He poured it all over. It was fucking amazing. Like, I don't know if the cake was dry before that,
delectable.
But like
amazing.
That with like the raspberry. And I don't like raspberry. I hate raspberry.
I'm not a fan.
I can't tell you how many times I threw up Smirnoff raspberry in high school, but that's why I don't like raspberry. And
so this was a few years ago too. So the wait staff, the bartenders may be different.
Yeah, it was Bill and Bob, right?
I don't know what the fuck their names were.
Jim.
I don't think it was Bill or Bob or Jim.
Jim and Bob, I think, were there.
But they were from Boston.
They were fucking amazing. They were so nice.
So we were from the same area, so they may have given us special attention.
Well, he gave us... He didn't, like, pay for it. He just I think it was alcoholic, too, but...
They were very good to us, though. They were very nice to us.
And they were very attentive and, like... But they left you alone. Like, eating at a bar, you'd think, like, the bartender wants to talk to you the whole time, but they really were just, like, talking to people as if they were locals, or maybe they were, but, like...
They were very cool.
Very, like, they talked to us if we wanted to, but if we were eating, you know, quiet, you know, whatever. I really recommend it if anyone's looking for...
I always want to go there, and we never do.
I know, it just doesn't fit on the list once you're trying like other places.
But if you don't know where you're going, definitely try it.
If you're just in Disney Springs, want to pop in for a quick lunch or dinner...
If you're local down there, if you live in Florida,
yeah,
definitely check it out.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's open or closed right now, but I'm sure it'll be even better after it's refurbed.
I hope it doesn't go away.
And it's very like hidden. Like it's next to where Fulton's... I don't know what it's called now, Fulton's Paddlefish.
That's true.
That big boat.
We don't often walk by it.
No. And it's probably near Morimoto now, so it's probably like overlooked even more. And you can barely even see it. It's just like a small little cylinder of a place that it looks nice, but it's like you wouldn't notice it if you were just walking by. But I think it's right next to Paddlefish where that is. So if anyone's looking for it, that's where it is. Check out the menu online, see if you like anything. And
true.
It's not expensive either.
True, true.
It was like maybe $30 for a plate, maybe less.
Yeah. I mean, very reasonable for down there. For,
we got, like,
for the meal you're getting.
Too, so.
All right. What
anything else?
No. What are your thoughts on this?
I love Food Rocks. I want that to come back. Although I like the music in Kitchen Cabaret too. I like the veggie fruit. Like that.
Like you did say, it should have been more covers.
Yeah, if it was like every other song was a cover, that might have been good.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the song by the milk and ice cream.
Milk and cereal. That wasn't by the...
And then there's that song by the Wiggles that goes, fruit salad, yummy, yummy, fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap.
That's a good one.
Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
If anybody wants to reach out, you know where to find us. Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram.
If you want to get out there, you want us to shout out, leave a review.
Or leave a voicemail at 857-293-1442.
It's a great way to get your voice heard.
Yeah, and then you'll be like part of the podcast. You'll be part of the team.
You'll be part of the family, yeah.
Everybody's part of the team. What's that song?
Don't know.
Everything is awesome. I don't know that song because I never saw the Lego movie.
Not a clue.
Yeah. So that's there. Alrighty, kids. Well, we'll be back next week for where are we going next week? Oh, I guess we're going back to Animal Kingdom.
All right. That'll be a lot of fun.
I guess we're looking forward to Animal Kingdom. All right, everybody. Bon appetit. Mwah. Molto bene.
Yeah, whatever she said.
You don't know anything about like food terms? You can't say like bon appetit or mucho. I think muto. I don't know any Italian.
Nope, I don't.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. It doesn't have anything to do with food.
Te amo, you know, like.
Te amo, Matteo. You know, what does that have to do with anything?
You know, no. Like, what's the French way of saying it?
Bon appetit.
No. Oh, never mind. I was going to say, je m'appelle Jillian, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Me amo, Matt.
No, that's Spanish.
Yeah, I know.
How do you say good bon appetit in Spanish? Buen acacia.
What does bon appetit mean?
Good appetite, right?
Con queso.
Yeah, con queso.
Hello, and welcome to Soarin'. My name is Patrick, and I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and, of course, these little beauties. Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling.
Nice work, pal.
Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party at the arrival gate. Okay, let's review. That is seatbelt, carry-on item, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times. Anything else? Well, yeah. Have a nice flight. Okay, so everyone's going to follow me, followed by two then.